Ooked by AI. Bravo ho. Or the invention of computer hacking. There's more to programming than just the regular syntax. Ask AI about a tiny and simple signal and combine the latest implementation also based on a signal. This means that the combined latest will return a new signal with the value of all the signals that you plug in. And this is just about 15 lines of code, and it is life-changing. But even above something as magnificent as reactive signal programming is metaprogramming. AST code mods that make you study the JavaScript AST tree and all the node names. Language macros that help you extend JavaScript with new syntax. Code generation that, as Yalman proves, could be as simple as scanning the JavaScript AST tree for var and then some name and replacing that with a bit of another tree. And then PEG parsers that help you create your own parsers for XML, HTML, or CSS. In case of HTML, you could create a templating engine that is more convenient to use than Svelte or React, for example. But now, with the rise of artificial intelligence, there is a new thing, a hacking thing, which is where my day started today. I was very happy to find out that the creator of NoFlow was also inspired by subway maps. I marveled for a moment at how making room in life helps us notice the little artistic things and resume where other artists left off. But every program tells a story, and I looked at his code and saw repositories that have not been touched in 8 years. These dealt with editing HTML, document object model helpers. Maybe they are perfect, and everyone is using them today without needing to change any code. They are written in CoffeeScript, but so was Hubbard. Even so, having tried multiple times to write a visual programming language, I learned to be scared of code rot. I don't want a single line of my code left untouched or untitulated or unused. Unused code is exactly what you think it is, a mistake. So as I sat there, staring at my program, currently pondering if I should provide subflows, though I already know that the answer is no, because event emitters can broadcast, so they are reusable by default. The lines I draw between my stations or actions are for power. Another emitter sits between the two, capable of all kinds of control, logging, high watermark logic, analysis, and fallback strategies. While pondering this, I was looking at the tool pane that currently simulates many unique nodes. And it occurred to me that it is not very wise to focus on engineering what the users may not need. Upon my return from the gym, I turned to my now trusty AI and told it that I wanted to avoid code rot, adding, "Create a form that the user has to fill out to create a prompt for an AI in order to generate a custom tool that they actually need." Honestly, the AI started programming immediately, and I just had to leave the room. It was just too strange for me. There is metaprogramming, there is creative programming, there is hacking, and now there is this hacking thing. in less than 1,000 lines of code and specifications for other AI to follow ready, there's set the form with many examples of possible nodes ready to customize. You pick something that is similar to what you need, customize it, and click Generate. In this little program, lots smarter than it seems, prints out a prompt in text specifically made for another AI to generate an event emitter agent that the user needs. Wow. You paste it into your trusty AI, copy the code it creates, and put the code into the visual programming language. And now you created the tool you needed. That is really hecking strange. The AI is programming for you, but it's following instructions that I created with my tool. That is new. That is world-changing. On top of that, your AI is also instructed to make a manifest file. Simple stuff. But it lets you have a custom configuration form in your node. If you generate a node to download a file from the internet, for example, an HTTP agent, this little form is where you enter the URL of the file that you want to start with. And I will make a port in there so that you can specify the URL via another action, whether from some complicated loop or generator, or just reading a value from the registry. So this means that you are generating your program piece by piece, customized components perfectly matching your needs. It's your program, your code, and your tools. I find that incredible. The only reason I will be pre-creating some actions for this program is because it's hecking interesting. I want to see the program do interesting things. But the people using this program, and probably many others, as many other programmers are working on something similar, they will be providing their own code from their own AI. If this isn't hacking, then I don't know what else to call it. Incredible. I was already spooked. But what got to me is the comprehension that my AI showed. It knew what the heck I was doing, beyond just the explanation I provided. Right at the end, it scared me by saying, "You don't have to worry about unused actions now." What is this? And that's not even the best of it. Because the piece of interaction that has been on my mind most of the day today was when the AI congratulated itself after it created the metaprogramming form. It said, "Bravo, I created the form." And I sat there quietly for a goody long while, as that seemed really odd to me. See, there is a ghost in the machine. On the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door, who said bravo? My soul from that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore. Hecking bravo. What an age to be living in. What an age.